Okay, any other petitions, colleagues, or anybody in the audience? No? Okay, well, there's quite a lot for us to be doing there. Thank you very much. And now moving on to item five, which is public questions. The first one, and I've accepted all of these. They were later than they should have been, but in the essence of openness and transparency, I've accepted them all. The first question is from Ramesh Nadaraja, who is not attending, so he will be sent a written answer. The second is Peter Karen from the Whitchurch Consortium. Ah, he's also not attending. We will send him a written answer. He sent a second comment saying, would I agree to meet him? So if there's anybody here from the Whitchurch Consortium, yes, of course I'll meet him. I meet anybody that wants to see me. The third one is from Aravind Mahendra Dren. Is that you? Joy. I thought I've accepted all of these questions and there's nobody here.
Sorry, I apologise for the That's others. Right. It was all a last-minute addition to the agenda, so we only found out a few days ago.
No problem. Yeah. Well, here we are. You ask your question.
Okay. Councillor Hoare, you invited us to meet with you in February 2014 and explained the council has now discovered that the Whitchurch playing fields is not owned by Harrow Council but the Education Authority. In the same meeting, you said you will contact us after the feasibility study has been carried out to see if a school can be constructed on the site. However, Harrow Council are now looking to offer the ground to a free school, and you failed to contact us to inform us of this or even forward the feasibility study. Please explain why you are misleading us.
Well, obviously, I did not mislead you. You may have misunderstood what I was saying. Actually, at our meeting in February, it was explained that it became apparent during the public inquiry in respect to the Town and Village Green application that usage by local schools had been more extensive than previously appreciated. There's no change in legal ownership of the land, which remains with Harrow Council. The result of this is that the disposal would require the consent of the Secretary of State for Education. I did explain this to you quite thoroughly under Section 77 of the School Standards and Frameworks Act 1988, and priority would be given for a free school if a requirement exists. The feasibility study was carried out by the EFA, who has now advised the Council that they wish to acquire the site for a free school. We have only just found out the results of the EFA.
Okay, sorry. The misleading bit is that you said you'd contact us after you got the feasibility study.
Well, it's literally just come through and the paper has been prepared.
Okay.
The last bit of the agreement on the community use literally was agreed, I think it was late Tuesday, yesterday.
Okay. Can I ask a supplemental question?
Yes,
as well?
Of course.
Well, the point that it's been added onto the agenda to offer the grounds to a free school means that there's obviously been some sort of work going on. Do you not think after 5 years of stringing us along, it's a bit unprofessional to not have a proper meeting before putting it into the agenda to transfer the grounds?
No, we haven't had any discussions this administration. We've come in at the last minute when it was clear that the Department of Education or the Secretary of State did have the possibilities of vetoing what was going on, so that put the whole thing into a different situation. That only really thoroughly emerged when there was so much in-depth investigation for the Town and Village Green.
Okay, but then you're still transferring the grounds, you're not having a meeting before?
No, because they've asked for it, they say they wish to acquire the site and they've got the rights to do that. So
okay.
That's where we are, I'm afraid.
All right, and okay. There's no contact between us before that happens?
I'm happy, I've just said from the previous question, I'm very happy to discuss things with you.
Okay, we're just disappointed you didn't speak to us first, that's all. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. Now we've got a question from Lily Shrinkwin. Oh, gosh, and she's not attending. Is there a representative for Lily Shrinkwin? No, if not, we'll send a written answer. Okay, so now it looks like the Studley show, because we've got loads of questions from you, Councillor Studley. So